Everyone, and welcome to another Sheep Farm podcast, The Mint Sauce. I think we're up to about, I've lost track of how many numbers are on. I think we're up to about 25 on these Mint Sauce Chronicles. But anyway, with me tonight, as usual, is our Chris.
Good evening.
Pop in a bottle.
I've got a bottle of red wine, but I'm drinking water. You know, when you drink, you know, when you have a gob full of water and you realize you're parched.
Yeah, it's 8 o'clock, Chris. So, well, it's 8:10 on a Thursday night. So yeah, well, you're sort of within your alcoholic free time. It don't count as alcohol now. After eight.
Grape juice after eight. No, just got the sproglet to bed, so it's been a busy day today. Yeah.
So you'll open a bottle of the witch piss.
Rioja, actually, tonight, fine.
Rioja tonight.
Yeah. Spanish classic.
And the Spanish classic. Yeah. French. Well, I can't even call it French mouthwash. Spanish mouthwash, isn't it?
El mouthwash.
Yeah, El mouthwasher. So, emails. Chris is in charge of emails now. info@sheepfarm.co.uk. We're trying to hand over a few different jobs so I can go gaga.
Don't moan at me for not doing it properly.
No, I won't moan at all. I'm just happy that you're looking at them.
Yeah, you get quite a few. Get some good ones as well. I'm trying to answer them all. Sorry if I don't answer them all, but I'm trying my best.
Yeah, well, he will answer them, I'm sure, but you won't get to them all instantly.
Yeah, that's more to the point.
Yeah, we're trying to sort of split the jobs up. It just gives me more time to do my mad research.
Yeah, I was getting on a roll with my drawings, and then my fucking Apple Pencil broke.
Very frustrating. I don't know if you've noticed, Chris, but the last 10 days... there's been something going on.
Like what?
Well, apparently, this old woman died in Scotland, of all places. And what they had to do were all TV channels just stopped. All the other news that were on that were really important up to that point just ceased to be, like the parrot.
Nothing important happened for 10 days.
Nothing important for 10 days happened, apart from this 90-odd-year-old woman died in Scotland. And they had to, because her son's always talking about global climate warming change, they drove her coffin down, which were made out of wood, which I believe comes from a rainforest, all the way in a motorcade from Scotland, using fossil dinosaur fuel.
Is that why they did the drive? Is that what it was about? Or are you making that up?
I'm just making all that up. That's sarcasm.
Right. No, I was wondering if it was actually a fact.
Well, if they were going to think about environment, they'd just burn it up there, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
So, driving her down in a Rolls Royce with a police escort and helicopters following her from news companies and saying she's now in Darlington or somewhere like that. Or she's now in wherever, Manchester.
Over the weekend, I was just driving to when I switched the radio on and just listening to them gushing on radio. Honestly, it made you feel ill. They were just gushing. Oh, amazing. What an amazing. I remember this moment for the rest of my life.
Good for you. Yeah. Until you get too much chlorine in you and you can't remember when you last farted.
Yeah, look at what happened over the last 2 years. I mean, I watched that footage again of her saying we were selfish, so that's enough for me. I'm sorry, even if it was an awesome version of her.
Yeah, we'd turn the CGI off.
But it doesn't matter who it is, because it was still coming from them, wasn't it? You know.
Well, I mean, one thing, I think we mentioned it on the live stream the other day, but one thing that seems to escape everybody's notice is that they seem to have been surrounded by paedophiles. Now, obviously, the general public know about this. It's not something that's been hidden. They know about Jimmy Savile and Epstein, even if they don't really know that much about Mountbatten and a lot of the other people that surrounded him. But the fact is that nobody's interested in asking those questions.
No.
No one.
I mean, I noticed the queuing up, going up, bowing to that box. And did you notice that when the queue got too big, they were held in a pen, sheep pen? In a pen, in one of the parks before they were let in because the queue was so big.
Right.
They had to go into this little pen to queue for
I think they said 250,000-ish had queued up to see her lying in state.
Right. I mean, they made it out to be more, didn't they? They made it look like it went on for weeks or a week.
It's just been, I mean, David Beckham were in queue. He were there with Crombie on and his flat cap. He liked his flat cap. Apparently, he were in queue for 16 hours.
Sure he was.
And being interviewed by people all the way through. Ollie Willoughby and Phil, I don't know what he is this week, straight or gay. They're in trouble because they jumped the queue. They're allowed in.
Oh, really?
See the Queen, yeah. I think Ollie Willoughby, as that moron from Batley says, she's
from Batley?
No, that guy is, what's he called? Selector. Dougie's mate.
Yeah, I know you mean.
Anyway,
yeah,
anyway, yeah. Him. He used to call it a Holly Willoughby. She had a mask on when she saw Queen line instead.
Yeah, you would do because you're in that massive hall, that big, cold, drafty hall.
Yeah.
All those particles of whatever.
I read, yeah, just them particles, you know, bits of broken virus, yeah, as Fauci called it, floating around.
Just a quick mention, what was that video that I sent to you put on Cheat Fab? Just as that concise.
Never forget.
That never forget one. I'd recommend anyone watch that. There's a couple of them around. I sent you another one today, and I think they're good, where they just condense the last 2 years. And even for us, you realise how ridiculous and insane it was, don't you?
Yeah. Do you know what? I've got hundreds of videos, you know, that got on file.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe we should do one.
Yeah. When you say we, you mean me.
Me and you. Well, no, I want to learn the editing suite so I can add some creativity to your boring videos.
Yeah. did you see that? No, I think Hugo put it on, the breaking right, that wand over the coffin.
I did wonder about that. I saw that, yeah. Yeah, that was an interesting video put out there, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
So it's basically saying she was a magician. And I mean, I remember seeing that old footage of her getting sworn in.
Or a witch.
That druids thing, yeah. I mean, I hope they do that, Charlotte. They're gonna televisualize that, do you think?
I don't know. It'd be in colour as well this time.
Even on a very basic level, they're covered in Maltese crosses, aren't they?
Yeah.
Which Nazis had on all over their uniforms as well. So you've got to,
you've got to ask a few questions, haven't you?
I've always wondered that. Always wondered.
The Pope's got them. Nazis had them. Royal family's got them. Across Europe. Not just...
Well, you sent St. John's Ambulance has got one for its logo.
St. John's Ambulance has got
one. All over the shop.
All over the shop.
Which is basically the Crusader George's Cross, wherever that is.
Well, generally, when you support a football team, you wear that football team's shirt and badge. You don't wear somebody else's badge. Yeah. Or you're on their team.
Yeah, exactly. I noticed in the background, and a clip I saw, and I wish I had took a picture of it, those lions on the flag looked dramatically like 666 as well.
Right.
I can't remember how they were, but the tails were like, you know, the way it was hung. Somebody spot noticed. Yeah.
And I think this is when you realise how many people are actually awake or aware, whatever we want to call it. And it shows that it's such a small percentage. Yeah, 20-odd% might not have had the jabs. They might not have had them. Hmm. But they're not the ones that are aware or awake. Because they're only aware of that one particular thing and they're willing to shout out about it, which is fair enough. But they don't understand that everything's connected. Like GB News, for argument's sake, they were black tied up and black suited. Old Neil Oliver were black suited, talking about how fantastic it were all, blah, blah. Then in his next thing, he's talking about how much we've been poisoned by all these jabs.
And why are they doing that? I don't really understand.
Because they don't get it. Well, the only
what I mean is, I've never once thought that I've never really watched GB News, but I never once thought that it was an alternative to anything. It's controlled opposition at some level,
or allowed controlled opposition, whatever it is. I don't watch it either, but it pops up on my YouTube because I spend a bit of time on YouTube.
It never pops
it
up.
It pops up on YouTube. I don't watch it, but I saw the thumbnail and dressed with black shirt and Dan Wooten. Watching funeral cortege and stuff like that, but all these channels like Sky News Australia, they questioned all of this and global climate warming change. And then when it comes to Queen, she's fantastic. They just don't get the full picture. And there could be controlled opposition. I'm sure some of them are. Whether the whole thing is, I mean, quite a few months ago, I did a thing on GB News and showed who owned it and what have you, which starts alarm bells ringing when you realise who owns all these things. And do they just leave a softer version of the hardcore news out there? Again, why is it allowed on YouTube? Aren't it banned?
Well, that's exactly what you just said. It's a softer version of the real BBC propaganda.
Real propaganda, yeah.
With a little few things thrown in there just for...
fringe magnet.
Maybe people think they're thinking on the edge a little bit.
Yeah, but we can't go that far to call the Queen and her family, even though Prince Andrew apparently was derobed. He was allowed to wear it for a funeral, but it was derobed.
Why has he not been brought in for any form of questioning? You see, I think that's wrong. I've probably brought this up before. I think that's wrong that they disowned him and derobed him and all this crap when he didn't get proved in court that he was guilty. Mm-hmm. So he's got done over a rumour, basically.
But apparently they paid him off, and I forget how many millions it was, with taxpayers' money as well.
Right.
So it were a few million quid. And
yeah, but what I mean is, his own mother shouldn't denounce him unless it's been proved, and you know what I mean? Properly proved. Not just that one photo of him with that girl. I mean, I'm not defending the twat, by the way. I'm just saying, you know, he's been proved guilty by media.
Yeah.
Not by any.
How old was that girl, do you know? Because she didn't look like she was very young.
She's about 17.
So in America, it's under 18, isn't it? That's the difference, I think.
He shouldn't be knocking around with her, let's put it that way. But, yeah, I know what you're saying. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not saying he's not a twat, because I believe he probably is, but...
They used him, and they used Maxwell, to concentrate all the story on, not looking at the bigger picture, which is it was some kind of government-financed sting operation.
Yeah.
Which is a bigger story, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Yeah.
Who gives a shit about Maxwell, who whatever, and or Prince Andrew? That's the big story. By him killing himself and those two getting dragged through it,
well,
it took the attention away from any
killing
real story.
Himself.
Like the Jimmy Savile thing. Like I've said this over and over again, you never hear him talk about what he did.
No.
You just call him, and I'm not saying he didn't, by the way, but you just called him Britain's most notorious paedophile ever. But I don't know one story. Do you?
No.
I don't know one story.
I know people have come forward, but...
I'm sure he was, by the way. I'm not saying that. But
it's
easy,
it's easy to come out after he's died, isn't it? Because he can't defend himself. Now, I'm not sticking up for him because I believe he was a weirdo.
Yeah.
I've no issue with that side of it. However, it's easy. It's a bit like somebody catches a burglar and then says, yeah, you're going to do 5 years for this. But... if you take all these other ones that we can't solve, we'll just give you two.
Yeah.
You know, it's dead easy to cram everything that's ever happened.
It's all focused on Jimmy Savile. It wasn't focused on him having keys to the palace, for instance.
Yeah.
Or being friends with all these people.
Meeting up with Peter Sutcliffe or Ripper, the victim, being outside his house or him knowing
none of that was
murderers and stuff like that.
Like Master Lee said, I think it was literally all that attention on him was almost like in their twisted dark world.
It celebration.
Was a celebration of it, yeah. That was his
like Blair's,
ticket tip.
Like Beeliar's parade.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Beeliar's knighthood.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So all those documentaries about I watched them documentaries, mainly watched them. And again, it didn't have really any case, maybe one or two, didn't really have a case of what he'd done again.
No. I tried watching those Epstein ones when they came out a couple of years ago. Ironically, they came out just as everybody got locked down. And likewise with Savile one.
Yes, and, everyone watched him.
Yeah.
Captive audience.
And that gets ingrained in... And I thought afterwards, yeah, we're a twat if he's been getting young girls to come around and massage him and stuff like that. Yeah. Mm. But there were when that story broke, I thought that what he was doing was kidnapping people and being a total horrible bastard, right? Now, would I be happy with my daughter going around to an older guy's house and massage? No, I wouldn't. That's not what I'm saying. But when... one of them were interviewed and says, yeah, I decided I didn't want to go around anymore. And they said, did he try and force you to go around? And she went, oh, no, no. Just rung me up once. And I said no, and he went, all right then. And I'm thinking, well, that doesn't sound like a lunatic, monster, psycho to me.
No, it sounds to
I'm not
me
saying
like
he were a nice guy either.
No, yeah? it sounds like the grooming vulnerable girls.
Yes.
Not. Yes. Yeah, it sounds, I mean, when from the TV, it sounds like they got him in a headlock and dragged him into, kicking and screaming into a horrible situation.
Yeah.
But I'm not saying it's right, by the way.
It seems strange because everything that I see on this one, it leads back to some kind of covert operation to sting Bill Gates and Clintons and all these other people that were in this so-called black book that got lost. Of course it got lost. Are you telling me they weren't following him?
Was it stitching him up for the last 2 years nonsense?
Well, of course.
What it was about?
It reminds me of Godfather. Yeah. Reminds me of Godfather with that politician in the first one where he wakes up and that girl's dead. And, you know, and now he's got to do favours.
Yeah.
And that's what it reminds me of with Gates and all these other people, Trump, you know, they've all been there. They've all done it.
Mm.
So what have they actually done? It's the part that we don't know that says there's something bad happened. Mm. That's what, not the bits that we do know. Because how can I explain it without trying to water it down? Because I'm not trying to water it down. The bits they've told us don't sound as bad as I expected.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. I thought it was going to be a real horror show.
Yeah.
I.e. people going missing and stuff like
bodies
that. Yeah. But we start talking about Quinn and then got onto them two freaks, but...
Yeah, I forget that.
It gets me where the whole country, again, it went Diana crazy, didn't it? That was the first one, really, wasn't it? The first one, that outpouring of
JFK level.
JFK, it was worse than that, wasn't it?
I don't know, I want 11, JFK.
But again, all the leaders fly in. They're telling us, you know, global climate warming change is real. You've got to cut down on your flying hours. And yet they're all flying in on these planes from around the world with motorcades taking them to see the Queen in state. And
why didn't they do it on a Zoom call?
Yeah.
I'm not even joking. You know what I mean? Why? If they're so concerned.
Well, they're not concerned. Because Jacko sent me a story earlier on. I'll read it out. This is the level of fucking idiocracy that we're having to put up with right now. Sky News, this. Yeah. Right. And I'm sure it's on some others. Scientists propose controversial plan to refreeze North and South Poles by spraying sulfur dioxide into atmosphere.
What, like some kind of chemtrail?
Maybe a chemtrail, yeah. A fleet of 125 military air-to-air refueling tankers would, and so they've not got it nailed down yet, would release a cloud of microscopic sulfur dioxide particles, an altitude of 43,000 feet or 13 kilometers, and a latitude of 60 degrees. So that's 9/11.
Right.
Add it up.
Said it too quick.
Well, it's 56, that's 11, and 60 degrees is 9. Anyway.
Upside down.
In both hemispheres, slightly shading the Earth's surface beneath.
They made a film.
What they're saying
that
is, I'm quite surprised that they can actually do chemtrails, aren't you? I mean, been rabbiting around for the last 15 years, so have you, and many other people.
I thought they were a conspiracy theory.
Yeah, Matt Landman has made films about it and talked about it being called a nutter.
He's a nutter, yeah.
Yeah, people have written.
And now they're saying they're going to. So, what did they get the idea from us then? Because they've denied it. And they thought, you know what? Those tinfoil hat wearing conspiracy theory people, maybe they're onto something. Maybe we should now try some chemstruck contrails.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Maybe it's chemtrail theory.
So we're like Arthur C. Clarke when he invented the satellite in one of his books. Then all of a sudden they invented it. Maybe. Yeah.
Scientists have outlined controversial plan to refreeze the North and South Poles.
There's definitely ice there, though, isn't there?
Yeah. Oh, definitely ice
frozen.
There, yeah.
So it's definitely frozen.
Well, I think it gets to about frozen, like minus 50, Chris, and...
They're going to freeze it. What do they get it to? Minus 80?
Well, they get it to minus 80, so it just definitely doesn't melt.
Definitely didn't melt, right? Definitely.
Yeah, minus 80 definitely didn't melt. Where's that part 50, in Russia?
50 could still melt a bit.
Where's that part in Russia that's minus 50 all year round? I know it's Siberia, but there's a place yeah. where it's cold.
And they've got that fucking big train that just cracks through ice.
Yeah.
But yeah, in London, we get half an inch snow and it just stopped.
A former UK chief scientist backed the plans, telling Sky News that polar warming is now critical and refreezing the ice could hold back the rise of global sea levels.
Right,
which
yeah,
has not happened
yeah.
yet. According to that guy with charts who emailed us in, depths and stuff like that and coming into...
Never changed.
Never changed since 1800s. But it's critical, Chris.
Critical.
Critical. I wish they'd told Jacinda Horseface hard on while she was flying over from New Zealand. Clocking up those air miles like Alan Wicker.
Yeah.
The new study was led by Wake Smith, I mean, you can't remember, anyway, from Yale University in the US. He warned the plan would treat an important symptom of climate change, not the cause. It's an aspirin, not penicillin, he said.
Right.
So it's not a substitute for decarbonisation.
So when Ardan were flying over from New Zealand, that's the penicillin.
That's the penicillin. But what they're going to use is 125 aeroplanes.
Right.
What do they use again to fly aeroplanes with? Dinosaur fuel. Yeah. and then, so they're going to use...
they're going to use aeroplanes.
Yeah. That burn the stuff you're telling you shouldn't be burning.
To try and refreeze. These people are insane, aren't they?
It's fucking nuts, man.
Talk. Crap,
just absolutely. Just over 30 million tons of particles will be released in the spring and summer would be enough to cool the regions by 2 degrees. So let's just get this straight, right? It's minus whatever, and they cool it by 2 degrees. Let's just say it does work that, yeah?
Right. So, but for it to work, it'd have to be 2 degrees, and they're going to reduce it to zero. Then
yes.
it would work, wouldn't it?
Then
it's
work,
already minus 50. Let's say it's minus 20, right? And they're going to reduce it to minus 22.
Yes.
That's a fucking point.
No, not... Oh, no, but it's an aspirin, Chris.
Oh, sorry. Aspirin. I forgot. He's a professor at Harvard. I'm a knobhead in Cambridge. Sat in my living room talking to you.
Yeah.
What do I know?
I remember watching that documentary. I've got it on Sheep Farm. What's it called again?
We need Brian Cox on speed dial, so we can get him in on.
We need Brian Cox on speed.
speed dial.
The great global warming swindle. Got it on Sheep Farm.
That.
And I remember the guy on there, one of the scientists, who, funnily enough, had his name forged on the document by the IPCC. He didn't want it on. And
is it on
anyway.
Sheep Farm that far? I watched that. You sent
it
years ago.
On there, he said, and I forget which guy it was, he said, even if it did warm up, which is no sign it's going to warm up, that because on a night it had cooled down again, so let's just say it melted during the day, when it cooled down on a night, it'd actually expand the ice.
Right.
A bit like we were talking earlier about you leaving the fridge open.
Mm.
Yeah? Mm. You leave freezer door open, the ice expands.
Mm.
And that's what he said would happen there.
But also, let's say it's all true, right? Let's just say that COVID were true, right?
Yeah.
I believe if it was, and if this is true as well, you just accept it and you get on with it. You don't pump fear into everybody. You just accept that this is the way nature has turned. Maybe it's our fault, maybe it ain't. Don't get me wrong, I'm not saying you should just leave shit lying in the street. But then you just naturally see how it evolves, surely. Do you know what I mean?
Well, I mean...
You can prevent things. What I mean is, something that if it's this big, right, and you've got to fly planes over to refreeze the ice, you should just let it happen, even if it causes some flooding.
Well, there's two things, isn't there, Chris? Two things. One, at some point, it froze. Regardless of what we want to believe the shape of the Earth is, for some reason, the ice is there.
Mm.
Now, according to these Normans, it wasn't there at one point, then it was there, then it wasn't there, then it was there. So even if you look at it like what you've just said, like they are, maybe we're going through a period where it's not going to be there anymore, or there's going to be less.
So that's what I'm trying to say. Accept it.
Yeah.
And we'll deal with it one way or another.
We might be all
living on fucking houseboats, but we'll deal with it.
Although, Chris, I think it's probably best if we spray 30 million tons of poison into the atmosphere, along with all the other chemtrails that they're blocking out.
So that polar bear that's floating away on that glacier for the last 20 years, he's
will get poisoned.
He's going to get poisoned, yeah. His fur is going to fall out and be like a...
Yeah, it looked like Duncan Goodhue.
A skeleton, hairless version of it floating on the ice cube.
It's going to cost... I was doing some research on Al Gore the other day for that.
Yeah, sorry,
thing
just quickly, I just had a thought. Was Fox's Glacier Mint involved in the predictive programming there?
Quite possibly.
Fox 666 Mint.
Well, yeah.
And he was always floating around on that one mint, wasn't he? In the old Fox's Glacier Mint adverts.
It was.
Yeah.
On Al Gore, and I thought, how much is actually spent on global climate warming change?
Global climate warming, freezing, raining change.
Right? Yeah, melting change now.
Yeah. Right.
Freezing, melting change. so it's around $600 billion a year that's invested in companies to try and stop global climate warming, freezing, melting change.
Right. What are you trying to say? There's some kind of ulterior motive to the global climate warming, freezing change?
$600 billion. Right.
I reckon that's an ulterior motive.
That's just increased, right? So 10 years ago, it was like $300 billion. So it hadn't just, like this year, just like we'll spend $600 billion. This has been going on for years and years and years. And apparently it's getting worse. So any clever person would say, right, catalytic converters didn't work. Solar panels didn't work. All this other shite that we tried to do, taking lead out of petrol and all this stuff, none of it's worked. None of it. Everyone's still dying younger now. In fact, more so now.
We're
been throwing darts at them. Yeah.
Iller and dying younger, yeah.
Yeah, iller and dying younger. So something's not right. And maybe it's the $600 billion a year we're using that could be poisoning people.
I noticed on the dustbin truck that comes around, right, where I live, I noticed it's got a massive sticker on the side saying, put your waste food in a bin.
Right.
You feed, otherwise you feed in climate, global warming, freezing change. And then I was thinking about it today and I thought, they give us this little grey bin, right, that you're supposed to put your food waste in. I don't really have any waste food and I've got a composter, so I just chuck it in there if I have any vegetables or whatever. And I thought, someone's making money out of that fire. As soon as they've created that other little dustbin, that's now going to be collected. The council's paying them X amount of money. Someone's going to manufacture dustbins. They're doing an extra job, so they're going to get paid more. And it's over global climate warming, freezing change.
Yeah,
and this it's just guy to get everyone putting the fucking waste, disgusting waste food in a bin. Separately.
Nonsense. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, which we'll probably be eating at some point further down.
Well,
the line.
Well, if it's going in a landfill, right?
Making
why is it,
it
not
into
all right?
Nuts. Yeah.
If it's going in a landfill, it's all right because it's all decompostable.
It's all part
it's
of
all
the,
right.
It's all
that's
part
what I'm saying.
The,
no, what I'm saying is you're on about that money making thing.
Yeah.
That's a money maker for someone, isn't it? That little grey.
Well,
bin.
It's either a money maker or it's some kind of programming for us. Split your food.
It's both. It's
split
both.
Your bottles.
It's both.
Split your cardboard.
Yeah, yeah. It's just more dues you're told. More dues
you're told. And if you don't do it, then it's your fault. There's going to be some sort of cataclysm.
Now look, what we've got to do. We've got to spray it north and south pole with fucking
Lynx Africa. Out of 125 military planes, it's got to be a military plane. It can't be any other planes. It's got to be military because they're only ones that will work. And I remember now this guy who were doing this. He said this about. 7 or 8 years ago, when I remember watching it on some sort of thing where they asked him if it were poisonous, and because just further down here said it'll cost like $10 billion a year, and it says this is a guy, Wave Smith or whatever we call, if the risk benefit equation were to pay off anywhere, it would be at the poles. Any intentional turning of the global thermostat would be of common interest to all humanity. $10 billion a year. What happens then if all that, silicon dioxide, sulfur dioxide,
good,
sorry.
Sulfur, all right. Yeah. Devil juice.
Sulfur dioxide, into the sky. Is that all it is? I don't believe it's going to be all that, just that. And also it'd be made by some massive chemical giant that it's not really going to be your normal sulfur dioxide, is it?
Well, but that's not good for you, is it?
Well, I wouldn't have thought so. Being sprayed into that's in water and what have you.
But this is what my point was.
Maybe this is to melt it, Chris. Maybe this is to melt it. Maybe sulfur dioxide might melt it. Then they could say it's really happening.
We didn't get there quick enough.
We didn't use enough sulfur dioxide. Let's put some more on.
Even if it's all true, there should be a Zen approach to it of do nothing and just let it unfold. But no, it's a barrage of fucking fear and horror and money and all this shite. You know what I mean? If it was real, just let it happen. I mean, even as a kid, I used to think, how do wars happen? These people are grown-ups. How do they let this... And with that, you know what I mean? Can't they just put two presidents or prime ministers in a ring with a sword and let them fucking chop each other up?
Well, as we know now, Chris, right, that these people are parasites and psychopaths, so they don't care about us. Again, the next Meet the Flockers is going to be called the Machiavellian Parasite. And that is what we're dealing with. We're dealing with people that are Machiavellian. They're controlled on the surface level, probably by money and fame, which is all egotistical. And on the top level, they're controlled by Satanism. And, you know, the whole thing, I think Master Lee said this as well, that he said, if you think about everything that's set up, and I know you've said this as well, everything that's set up, it's set up in such a way to drive you insane. Yeah. And if you were an evil bastard, that's how you'd set it up. Hmm. You'd set it up to torture people and traumatize them. Even just by ringing your local council for a parking ticket.
It's a fucking nightmare.
Or ringing up for anything.
When you go over that bridge over to South London like I do.
But ringing anything now. It's not called easy. Customer care. This is what it's called. Well, you ring your customer care up or customer support. And they're basically pulling rug from under you and telling you it's all your fault. Hmm. That's their starting point. It's not our fault. It's your fault. Have we run customer care or customer blame?
Constant stress and drama from trying to ring a customer helpline, if you like.
I mean,
well, you've gone through it with PayPal, fight with the.
Well, we're going to talk about PayPal in a second.
Yeah, okay. But he's like, it reminds me of that
same thing,
And I've brought up that film Brazil, that Terry Gilliam film, but it reminds me of that, where you're in this like Kafkaesque situation when you just can't solve anything at all. Yeah. You're just stuck.
A maze within maze. A maze.
Quagmire of shite. Like with energy bills or whatever it is, changing your fucking phone contract. It changed, didn't it, though? Do you remember? It used to be that you got loyalty points. And, you know, with anything you did, like energy bills or with a phone company or whatever, then it changed, didn't it, where we are now in charge. We know we're going to charge X amount for X amount of time. Then you're going to leave and then you're going to the next guy. There's nothing for us to keep you here and be a loyal customer anymore. You know what I mean?
Well, they don't care now because they've got saturation.
Yeah.
And you're in a contract.
Hmm.
And so, like the council, what can you complain to council for? Right, you haven't collected my bins, right? We'll send some. Can I have some money off then? Because you didn't collect my bins when you said, no, you're still going to pay your council tax.
Yeah.
Or we're going to stiff you and drag you through courts. And that doesn't mean to say it's legal, by the way. And I understand some common law stuff, and I know people that have done it. I just haven't got the time to do it myself at the minute, which is a... Anyway, there's another story.
I'd love to go through how much tax gets paid to the military and take a percentage off for invading other countries. Do you know what I mean?
They invade other countries, not for the military, but for the City of London.
Yeah, what I'm saying is, though, say, for instance, X amount of tax, 70%, 8, whatever, 40%.
But Chris, you're living in a utopia there. Where the military is the sharp end of the empire, if you like, of the parasite. That's what they use. They use it. In fact, they're not really using military on us now. They're using the threat of force, as they have done for a while on us. And it's everything they do now is mind manipulation, isn't it? Look at the trauma that people have been through. We've all lived through it. The COVID nonsense, the lockdowns, the 6 foot apart bollocks or whatever it was. You're going to catch this and there's a new variant. You've got to have a jab. If you don't have a jab, you won't be able to work. If you don't have a jab, you won't be able to go on holiday.
That's why I was saying to look at that video that you put on.
And then you've got all the other stuff that stopped. I mean, within locking everything down, there are probably hundreds of thousands of things that they stopped individuals from doing in their recreational time. Right. And then Queen dies and there's all this other outpouring of shite that you can't even question. Otherwise, you're anti-royal.
Same person who said you're selfish if you don't get the jibby jab,
yes,
by the way.
Yeah. Anybody really who's not had the jab but likes the royal family in a way, you're a hypocrite. And
she told you to get it.
Yeah. And now you are just like any doctor who's signed an Hippocratic oath, who's been jabbing people with experimental jabs. You are a crook. You are.
It's not an experiment, Faye. Someone knows what it's going to do.
Yeah, somebody knows what it's going to do. I call it an experiment, but it's not an experiment. But you're a murderer. There is no other way of saying it other than that.
Well, I like to think if I was intelligent or had the qualifications to be a doctor, right? Even me, if I was going to stick something in someone's arm, first of all, I'd want to know exactly what was in it and would have put it in my own arm for starters. Well, yeah. I'm sure a lot of them did, to be fair.
I'm sure a lot of them did. I'm sure. I don't know. I sent you an email of a doctor in America who's now got some sort of heart problems. Yeah.
Yeah.
And she were there holding a jab certificate.
Certificate.
Up.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now she can't work. And even then, they'll still say they've got long COVID.
Bro, I only felt sympathy for that woman, to be fair.
No, I feel sympathy for them because they've all been mind-mucked. You know,
well, like I said, there's a multi-zillion dollar propaganda machine behind.
But I think with doctors, it is slightly different. Look, academics. I'll use academics. Doctors.
That was already happening though, Fatty. That slow situation where I've been to doctors and I was at a bad lower back. I've been to doctors so many times with that and been told just to go home and take some Nurofen. In fact, I remember two of them saying. Are you taking your painkillers at the right time? So they printed off a list off Google of when you should take painkillers.
Right.
And that's not what doctors used to be. They didn't used to give you a printout from
Google. That's a slow burn. What would before all this were a slow burn? This should have made any intelligent person question anything if they've got any amount of professionalism. And I don't just mean doctors. I'm on about anybody with the professor before them or doctor before the name. Yeah. You're academics, you're meant to know this. You're meant to have more sense than us, mere plebs, right?
Yeah.
And there's a few of them that have. Brett Weinstein has. He's a professor in America. Professor Norman Fenton, he has. Mike Eden. There is a group of people that have questioned a lot of this what's going on.
You don't hear the voices, do you?
You don't hear the voices. But even those people, will probably still think, or a lot of them will, not all of them, some will have really jumped over the fence, I'm sure, will still think that global climate warming change is happening, or the royal family bring a good for the economy of Britain when they're sucking it dry every year. And they haven't grasped all of it. They can't. We know the download's too big. We know that. It takes too many years to download all that information and accept it and understand it. And get rid of the crap that's there. But yeah, the academics have been, for me, in this whole process, a real letdown. Because they're the ones that should have stood up more than anybody. I don't care, pop stars, film stars, it's irrelevant. The academics should have been the ones that stood up.
Yeah.
And they've been leading the charge.
Yeah.
Susan Mickey, Witte, Valance, all the...
Well, that's because Campon. They're fucking... Satanist, communist, whatever you want to call them.
Yeah.
Forget them. It's the academics who are ground level, like you say, like doctors and dentists. And
look at Mark Nestor. He's another one who's woke up, but he's trying to grasp all the other stuff that goes with it now. He is trying to look. You know what I mean?
It's a very simple equation. It's all bollocks. Start again.
Yes.
Wipe the slate clean and start.
Wipe the slate. Accept the fact that we're getting screwed over. The system. And this, again, I keep saying it's not a class thing. It's not a class thing. There is
the
lower level is a class thing for us to argue about, like money.
Yeah. Like arguing about Labour and Conservative.
Or EastEnders and Coronation Street shite. That is the ground level rats fighting in a barrel, arguing the toss of whether Liverpool
arguing
or
about racism, homophobia, fucking transit, all that
nonsense.
Shite.
Nonsense.
For us to fucking argue about.
If we just sat down and had a breath, wipe the slate clean, and realize it's the system that's controlling all this.
Yeah.
And if the system's controlling it all and lying to us, maybe the same scientists are lying about global climate warming change. Maybe the same legal lot are throwing people in prison.
A good argument for that is, why do you even care if you landed on the moon or not? Well, I do fucking care, because that's a lie, right?
Yeah.
And that involves everything you believe in, everything you taught as a kid.
They spent trillions lying. So
trillions and trillions lying to them.
For them, it's important. For them, it's important. Whether it's some sort of, again, energy drain.
It gets me when people say, but why does it even matter? If you... It does fucking matter. Because
I was talking to Jacko.
The same TV state, the same... Basically, anything that comes out of that telebox is bollocks.
Or there's a propensity to be bollocks.
Or at the very least, needs to be questioned a lot.
Yes. Yes.
So it is important if we land on the moon or not. It's very important. Yes.
Yeah.
Because that's one of the biggest, fattest lies we've been told.
Well, the whole thing is important. But once you get over that hurdle, which is a difficult one for people to get over, probably especially academics, for us dumb shits, it's probably not that hard. Yeah.
Yeah, because they've paid actual hard cash and time into it.
And time and effort, to learn all this stuff. But this is the way I look at it. If you're an academic of anything, right? Anything. Say you've gone through school and you're an academic, you've gone through college and then into university, and you leave there and you've got all your qualifications. It's more going to be more difficult for you to accept you've been lied to at the end of all that than us. We're sewer rats. Yeah.
Yeah. Or if you're a doctor, like you said, getting his new house roof done and you're getting 15 buck a jab or whatever it was at the time.
Yeah. And you've got how many. Even if that,
can you imagine it? If you're at that point, right, you've got an actual moral dilemma where even if you're at that point where you're thinking, I'm not really sure about this thing, these jibber jabs, I'm not really sure. And you're thinking, but every time I stick with an arm, I get 15 quid.
If you're having that thought about money at that point, not health.
Yeah. Yeah,
then you've got a question.
You shouldn't be a doctor. You
shouldn't be a doctor. Yeah,
no,
of anything,
because you're destroying other human beings.
Yeah, but the cognitive dissonance within the academic world is astounding, because the science is meant to be something that you can talk about and have an open discussion about and come to a theory that might get you to an answer at some point, and you can't even have the conversation, let alone
if you can't have a conversation, then it's the entire thing's questionable.
Yes, yeah. And in a way, again, I look at it and think the system has done a fantastic job of setting these people up. Because let's just say, right, that when somebody goes to university, that professor that's teaching them was taught a flawed way, so they were taught false history. Or history that were watered down, or biology that were watered down, or chemistry, or whatever it was that you learned.
On a very basic level, fact, he's learned it from a book. Someone wrote that book.
Book.
He's not gone out in his Indiana Jones outfit and found anything out for himself.
And even if he has, he'll translate it as something that he possibly isn't, you know? And so that flawed information that he's then teaching his students, they're going on to be doctors that are then passing that information on. That doctor does not know that a pharmaceutical company runs that university. Mm. They don't know that.
No.
Or if they do, they don't put two and two together and think, well, maybe there's some sort of conflict of interest going on here. Mm. Because I can't believe that anybody... Right, I was selling phones, right? And O2 and Vodafone. Every month, one had a better deal than the other. As a salesperson, you sold what with a better deal. Mm. Yeah. They were both as good on the network anyway, so it was sort of irrelevant. And the price was the same. But you sold...
Yin and yang. Two deals.
But I didn't kid myself thinking that one's better than the other.
Yeah.
You know? And so the conflict of interest there is massive in academia, where you're doing a... Let's just say you're doing a project on global climate warming change, and you've got an oil company doing it, like Shell or BP or someone like that. And they're giving you the outcomes that they're looking for to pay for this course.
Yeah.
You can't come back and say, well, hang on a minute. No, that's nonsense.
Well, also imagine you're doing the research, right? And you get to a point and you know what their outcome needs to be. And you could be an innocent person in this situation. And you get to that point, you're like, oh, hang on a minute. All looks like bollocks to me. But if I don't tick that fucking box, I'm going to get another X amount of thousands of pounds and then get another grant or whatever the hell it is.
I won't get another one ever again.
No.
And that's where we are with academia. Academia has been infiltrated from an educational point of view and infiltrated from an investment point of view. And I tell you, I remember that one where that growth GMO one, where that guy in, I think it was University of Edinburgh, were called Putov or something like that. Pusta, I think I've got his video on Sheep Farm. And I think he was Hungarian professor. Right. And they asked him, this was going back into late 90s when Blair were in, he just got in. They asked him to do an experiment with growth-modified potatoes and normal potatoes with rats. Right. And he found out that the growth-modified potatoes were causing tumours in the rats' brains. Right. And that, I'm skipping over a lot, but that's the sort of end of it.
Right, yeah.
So his findings there, right, he thought, wow, I found that this is a problem. Mm-hmm. Innocent, totally innocent, yeah. Found that this is a problem. He got called by the principal of Edinburgh University to wrap everything up, close it down. The day before, he was hailed as a hero for potentially saving everybody's lives. The day after, the Blair government rung him up and told him to close it down, or they were pulling out funding for Edinburgh University or something of that nature.
Yeah.
And that's how it works.
Yeah. Shut the fuck up.
Shut up. Yeah, it poisons people, but we don't care because we're Satanists.
It's funny, I always think back, you know, with now, especially what's gone on, I always think back to again, they were telling us in The Fugitive, you know, the film, Harrison
Ford. Yeah, they were. Yeah, that, exactly. Fugitive were another one.
That was it. They were explaining.
Was that the original story in The Fugitive?
No, well, I think it was a black and white TV series, wasn't it? Mm. He was on the run from the police. I don't really know, to be fair, Fatty.
Yeah.
But I know the story in the, even though it turns into ridiculousness, the story in the Harrison Ford, Tommy Lee Jones film was his wife had discovered that they jumped the gun with the, and I ain't watched it for bloody decades, but they jumped the gun with some pharmaceutical they were bringing out. And she'd found the evidence that they jumped the gun. So the pharmaceutical paid an assassin to go and kill her. And was Harrison Ford.
He didn't have a leg, if I remember rightly.
That's right, yeah, he had no leg. Then Harrison Ford ends up jumping off that dam and then folding up like a bloody dummy.
Yeah.
But the core of it was literally what's happened? Everyone's wagging on about now, yeah. Mm. I mean, they ended up having a fight in the lift. And
nonsense.
But the
nonsense,
core of the story, like most of these things, the actual core of it was that, you know, had some...
I'll tell you one of the other films.
We've talked about the Bond films, you know. The core of the stories and stuff are massive, but it's shrouded with a lot of guns and stupid running around and violence.
Well, Michael Clayton was saying, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That were a good film. I know, we know, what's it called? George...
Clooney's.
You know, I can't watch another thing with him in. But you know, that were a very good film, that Michael Clayton.
Well, do you know the bit that haunted me in that film? Is that what it was? Do you know what? I need to watch it again because I watched it, I think, on an airplane and I think I fell asleep. But the bit that haunted me was when they went around to that guy's house.
Yeah.
Remember those assassins go around
and
they pull his sock off and they inject him in his big toe.
And
they put his sock back on.
Yeah.
And then they put his sock back on. And I thought, fucking hell.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because it was you can't find that. I mean, did he fake a heart attack or something? Or did he go mad?
Yeah.
They just pulled his sock, like, matter of fact.
They injected him and he had an heart attack. Yeah.
I don't know if it was an heart attack or he went mad.
No, I think it was. I watched it a few times. I liked the film.
Yeah, I
noticed a lot of films, they replay them and replay them, but certain ones never play them again. I mean, Michael I don't watch
Clayton.
TV now, so
Michael Clayton was one of them. It got good reviews and then just vanished. You never see it there. It's not one. Maybe
it was very much on the money.
I'm going to watch that again, Fire.
Yeah.
The injection into the toe, just that was the only bit that haunted me out of that entire film.
Yeah.
Speaking of films, just quickly, I watched the new Thor film on Disney. Yeah. I'm a bit of a. Yeah. I've always had a superhero thing. Before it was a good thing, I was always a fucking geek. Anyway, I watched I watched a new Thor film. Something that struck me, and I was telling you about this, is Natalie Portman, one of the main characters who becomes the female Thor, she's got cancer.
Right.
And I thought that was a bit of a weird thing to put in a kid's film. And even weirder than that, the Valkyrie character, that black girl who plays Valkyrie, was another one of the Thor characters. First of all, she's called King Valkyrie, even though it's a woman. So they've got that bit in there. But the one thing I found weird, she gets stabbed in it. And Thor says to her, they're at the hospital, right? The Natalie Portman character is dying of cancer. She's been stabbed in the back, the black girl who's Valkyrie. And he says, "Oh, how's your wound?" And she goes, "I've lost a kidney." And he goes, "Ugh." And then they just carry on talking. And I thought, I mean, I personally know or have heard of someone whose kidneys have gone a bit wrong.
From
which, this? Which, well, I mean, my suspicion is it is possibly from jibber jabs.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then cancer, soft tissue, you know, year of this.
But why would a superhero be in hospital for that? I mean, most superheroes have been dropped in radioactive, whatever, well, whatever.
It's not a
come
story.
Out as a spider
it's not,
or, you know.
It's not a story that you'd want to sell to 12-year-old. I mean, I'm guessing, what's the age group for a Marvel film? And you've got idiots like me who watch them. But the main aim group they're aiming for is, what, 12 to 16-year-olds, 20-year-olds, yeah. Whatever. Just a weird thing to put out there. And, yeah. And it were almost like, I mean, if someone goes through cancer, it's a horrible, distressing, disturbing period. You were almost made light of in a weird way. And like the getting losing the kidney was made light of, which I found strange to be putting into a...
Well, then they're going to be rolling Marvel. Out the... You can 3D print this off and, you know, print,
well,
print
I don't
new
know.
Kidneys here, you know?
I don't know, but I mean, you do... I don't know. I don't want to be dramatic about it, but that is the internal organs going wrong, basically, is that what you hear of the side effects of...
The jibbery jabberies.
Yeah, and
the witchcraft.
Slow soft tissue damage diseases and cancers and things like that. I mean, and again, I watched a video the other day, Fire. I don't know what you think about this. And it was on about, it was a bit of a schlocky one on BitChute. It was good though. And he was saying that unknown deaths are now the biggest killer in America.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Death unknown. Well, yeah, I've read stuff on that. But whether it's true or not, I don't know. But I mean, I know that I'd say sudden death is probably
well,
the biggest
that's
killer.
What he was that's what he was talking about. Sudden death and being labelled as death unknown used to be like a, I don't know, a very
every now and again
percentage.
Thing. Yeah.
Yeah, and now it's become the biggest killer.
Well, we get emails with montages of people on even news articles or videos, and you know, is it because we're looking that we're seeing more? I don't know, but you know,
you've got to be careful, aren't you, not to get into that Instagram.
Yes.
World of conspiracy and there's you know, and so I refuse to accept.
One thing
that
I will say is, whenever I go out on the road now, 9 out of 10 times I see an ambulance with a flashing light on it.
Right.
Whatever that is, yeah. In 2020, I saw none. Mm. Now I see them every day. Mm. 5-6 years ago, didn't see any.
Right.
I mean, I was starting to see them more before all this started because I'm into health. I'd noticed it, and.
Yeah.
Because of going to Halifax past the main hospital, you're going to see more there, I would have thought. But I see them more parked outside people's houses now.
Right. Well, that's a bigger tell, I think.
Yeah. Or trying to get through traffic jams again. So there's traffic and roads up everywhere. And
I have to admit, I live near a hospital and I've, seen a few. In fact, I was with my missus and she was like, why is that car not letting that? You know, and you're like, oh, an ambulance. Why are they not letting that ambulance through? I don't know. I don't know. But I remember we said right at the beginning of this nonsense before, I think even before the Armspear came out, I think I said to you is it one day we'll just walk outside and you'll be like, I'm sure there are more fucking people about.
Well, I mean,
and not just because of the Armspear, by the way, just because that is the goal of these.
Well, the real elephant in the room is 5G, isn't it?
I don't know. I don't know. If
no,
I,
that,
I don't
I'm
know.
Saying it's the elephant in the room. I'm not saying it's the cause. The one in front of you that people have been jabbed, yeah? But the other elephant in the room that is, if Barry Trower, Mark Steele are correct in what they are hypothesizing or telling us is right, then the jab and 5G are, there's a link there somewhere, and they've been weaponized. And so,
well, they didn't.
Population's dropping and they're getting younger.
Just on a guest level, I mean, it didn't take a genius to think. And I don't want to, I only want to go on my instincts. I don't want to go on much else. But if that thing's been put in your bloodstream and they can turn something on that intensifies it or magnetizes it, that kind, if I was an evil. If I was an evil gem,
maybe they don't think they're evil, Chris.
Well,
to us they are.
Yeah, but if you're
what's
if
that
you're
phrase? The man with the big boots doesn't understand why the insects hate him. You know, anyway, let's move on. Mm. PayPal. By the way, PayPal's a World Economic Forum funder, and several of their Peter Thiel, who founded it, and Elon Musk have all been young global leaders, and other people within PayPal who have gone on to found, to open other tech companies up. They also fund the World Economic Forum, part of the funders to it. They turned a newspaper off. I saw a newspaper. I did actually watch GB News, only for this because it had PayPal on it. The Daily Skeptic off, and this guy, Toby Young, were on saying that they turned his personal account off, then they turned the Skeptic off, then they turned someone else the Skeptic's linked to off as well. Yeah. Just cut them off with no warning. And when you think of business like that, right, like YouTube do, they don't give you any warning. There's nothing of anything. They don't send you a letter. They don't ring you up. They don't send you a text message saying, ring us up, please. There's a problem with this thing that you've put here or doing here, and we've got a problem. They basically said to him, you have to subpoena us and take us to court if you want to. And that's the problem with these international businesses now. You could be trading in Britain using an international PayPal in the cloud. You're not going to go to America to take it to court, are you?
No.
You're not going to take it to...
That's what I'm saying, though, Fat. It's become that Brazilian, like, Kafkaesque world where you've got no one to speak to about it. It happened to you. It happened with the PayPal for us, didn't it?
Yeah, it did.
You know,
it's happened to me three times. Yeah,
and it just throws that, like, confusion, stress ball. Mm. You can't even speak to a human being
a
about
bit like
it.
The water companies owned by foreign businesses. They're owned by... Up here, you could literally have, where I live, as you know, 30, 40, 50 massive reservoirs.
Well, that were one of the fascinating bits of... what is it you did? That research you did on reservoirs fire.
Yeah,
I mean,
where they're not...
That's telling,
opened
that's telling you a lot. They haven't built any since 1990.
No.
And they're willing to spray... A small fraction of them compared to what they built in 1800s, 1900s, whatever. But the, like you said, they're willing to spray...
Sulfur dioxide over everybody.
But they can just build some reservoirs. Or build a massive giant distilling machine that sucks seawater out and just turns it into fresh water. Do that.
Yeah.
That to me is a simple answer to a problem that they're pretending is happening.
So, sulfur dioxide... I had to do this while we're on. Sulfur dioxide causes a range of harmful effects on the lungs. Wheezing, shortness of breath, chest tightness, and other problems, especially during exercise and physical activity. I mean, that's the first thing I've come up with. Lung.www. Cats are more Yorkshire than that, kind of. www.lung.org. I think they're respiratory. yeah, so there you go. But anyway, back to what I was saying there is all these corporations now that we've all signed up to thinking... Well, not even thinking they were going to be benevolent, but we didn't think that they were going to dry all reservoirs up, close them all down, then tell us it were our fault because we're using too much. But in reality, we get enough rain here. It's their fault for not having enough reservoir. Because anybody with a business brain would say, how do we get more water? Let's build more reservoirs.
Yeah.
It's easy.
But when the answer is, well, the answer that you want is, we want people to have less water. Why would we build more reservoirs?
And so even the government could build more reservoirs, and then sell it back to the water companies.
Yeah.
So the British people get cheaper water. How about that one?
But like we've said,
every Liz Truss, if you're listening, we'll just come up with an idea.
Every problem that exists on BBC News is solvable. In fact, it's literally created and solvable.
Yeah. But going back to PayPal, I was listening to Toby Young and I thought, it's nice to hear a journalist, an academic, a professional, talking like this, and he says, but you know, I don't, you know, we're not conspiracy theorists. We use real evidence that's in the mainstream.
Right.
As soon as he said that, he actually said, we're not Alex Jones.
Yeah, that's not fair, is it?
Well, whatever you think about Alex Jones, I said this to someone the other day. I never quite liked Alex Jones personally. He's too loud, too brash, does me head in.
Yeah. Yeah, he's American though. He shouts a lot.
Yeah, he does. Right.
In that, like, but.
But I can't say that some of the information that I've seemed to have checked out seems all right that he's said.